So let's talk some real cases. Case one. A long-term bestie greets you cheerfully and shakes your hand, comments really nicely about your office, about you being so busy. The only problem being you've never actually met them, but they're treating you like their best friend. He doesn't like seeing doctors, but he has just a few issues, Now, you can tell already you're going to have problems with this patient. Hopefully you've got a protocol in place for the staff to warn one issue's for free, then you pay. And a good sign, 600 millimetres tall, a couple of feet tall on the wall in front of you, with large black lettering saying, first problem bulk build, other problems fee. A fee, $70. Now, your long-term bestie tells you he's been lethargic for a few days. He says he's fainted and was caught by his girlfriend, and then this progressed into a seizure activity. He feels faint if he stands. No previous fit or epilepsy in his history. He's had diarrhea for 3 days from at least 2 days ago. The girlfriend said he's looking pale for a few days, and the girlfriend's very upset that he's ill. He says his appetite's poor. Some weight loss in the last few months from 92 down to 84 kilos. And medications, multivitamins only. Allergies, nil. Medical past history, nil. Operations, nil. Does smoke 10 a day. He also mentions he's had trouble sleeping for 5 years. The marijuana tetrahydrocannabinol assists. He's had Ristivit, Xanax and Valium, but these have all failed to help him. He stopped Valium when he went overseas to Canada last year. Now, let's have a look at the situation. It's now 6 minutes into your consult. You haven't achieved anything to date. Dick Tracy moment. Hold everything. How's this consultation going to end? You've got multiple problems, complex issues, needs a lot of work. How do you get out of this one? Well, let's have a look at it again. I think the critical issue there is the seizure activity. That's actually very important. While you're thinking about that, of course, the patient now brings out his mobile phone with a list of 10 more items on it and wants to go through the list. So what do you do? You could, of course, choose to manage the patient, a full neurological examination, CT head scan, EEG, organised blood tests, urine tests, chest x-ray, work towards getting a lumbar puncture done. And the reality is none of this is going to be good enough. If they have another fit with adverse consequences, you have been negligent. You are at fault for not getting them to seek a higher level of care, and they've had another fit, and they've had serious consequences from the fit. So what do you do? Well, your options are refer this patient to the hospital quickly. The patient has reported the first epileptic seizure and recent weight loss. You can easily send a referral to the hospital saying first epileptic seizure, recent weight loss, requires urgent investigation. Then when the patient gets ejected from the hospital, which very likely they will, after a whole pile of tests and history is taken, which saves you a lot of trouble taking tests and doing history, and you can start from that, then you can actually manage them when they come back to you. The alternative is to do a piecemeal assessment over time, hoping that nothing goes wrong, day by day. Or another option is to keep referring them. Refer them to a neurologist, refer them to another specialist, refer them somewhere else, so that it can be seen that you've passed on the care for this complex problem.